It's the My Morning Show with Bobby and Liberty on My 105.3. For those who weren't paying attention, yesterday I stayed home. I took the day off because I was not feeling well at all. It was a rough day for me. And then yesterday evening, you reached out to my wife just wanting to check up on me, see how I was doing, right? Because you're a good friend and you were concerned, right?
I said, how's our patient? That's all I said. And your wife, Ashley, sends me a little gif of a man cuddled up in bed. And I was like, oh, he must be still sick. And then I start to watch the Taylor Swift podcast, which dropped at 6 p.m. promptly. Then I get another text from your wife, Ashley, that says my little worrier may have an ulcer or kidney stones or a tumor or appendicitis. I stop right then.
You stopped right there. You didn't keep going?
Well, for a half second. Then she says he's going to be okay, but if not, the future son-in-law has a boat and I have concrete blocks and a rope. We've got this. If I show up to be on your show tomorrow, you'll know that Bobby's at the bottom of the Ohio. So I believed at the top part that you may have had an ulcer, a tumor, or appendicitis. Uh-huh. And then the other part, I just thought, well, that's some dark humor because she's just trying to get through this. I immediately stopped my podcast, call her, and I'm like, are you guys at the hospital right now?
Yeah, I come out of the bathroom and I hear her laughing, my wife laughing. No, no, he's here.
She was talking softly at first. She's like, no, I mean, he's right here. I'm like, right here next to you in a bed, like a hospital bed? No, he just came out of the bathroom, which seems obvious. But it's typical. I was really freaking out.
No, I mean, we were just talking back and forth and I'm telling her what's going on and she's trying to figure out what's going on with me and I'm not really saying much. And so she's like, well, maybe it's an ulcer. Do you ever think about that? And I said, I don't know. Maybe it's kidney stones because I've got this, you know, whatever. Just chit-chatting back and forth. Nothing serious at all. I mean, she and I both knew that it was none of those things, really.
And you know that I will immediately start Googling anybody's symptoms if anyone tells me they have something wrong with them, just to see if I can figure it out.
Well, and since your husband, Doug, understood what was going on, I'm assuming you filled him in on all of this.
Yes.
Later on, I got a text from Doug that says, hi, Bobby. Lib wasn't feeling good earlier, so I took her to the ER. The doctor said she only has a few hours left on this earth. She's in a medically induced coma. I'm running home to grab Chase so he can tell her goodbye. I'll keep you updated. I like that part. I'll keep you updated. He says, I hope you're feeling better. Hey, do you know any single gals? I told her I would move on because that's what she would have wanted.
I hate his face so
much. Thanks, Doug. So I'm reading this to my wife and we're cracking up because he gets it. Apparently, you're the only person who didn't get it.
I'm the only one that didn't think it was funny. I'm laughing now.
Are you, though? You're not really laughing, though.
I'm crying a little bit, too.